You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. The first drug to improve survival arrives, prison deaths skyrocket, and officials struggle to get residents on board with contact tracing. Here's what you should know. In a trial from Oxford University, around 2,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients were given the steroid dexamethasone, while being compared to more than 4,000 who did not receive the drug. The trial showed the drug reduced the risk of death by a third for patients on ventilators and by a fifth for patients on oxygen. Experts say hospitals should start using the drug immediately, but it still should not be tried at home. The number of prison inmates known to be infected across the country has doubled during the past month to more than 68,000. Prison deaths tied to the coronavirus have also risen by 73% since mid-May. The five largest known clusters of the virus in the country are now inside corrections institutions, according to the New York Times. While states around the country have been working overtime to create various contact tracing apps, getting citizens to actually use these apps may be the tricky part. Potential users may be worried about being tracked, especially by the government. One example is North Dakota's CARE-19 app, which launched in early April. So far, fewer than 5% of residents have downloaded the app. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.